Last Shabbos, when I was walking home from shul, I fell into step with Rav David Cohen, the Rav of the shul across the street. He was telling me that he had gone on a trip back to Spain, to Sfarad, to see his roots. When he was there, he heard all the stories of Bavadia's trip to King Carlos and various interesting stories. So one of the stories he tells me is that Rabbi Avadia had some problems in the house, rheumatism in the house and other issues in the house that people weren't feeling well. His wife wanted to call a mekubal to read the mezuzah. So they called the mekubal looks at the mezuzah and he tells them, you have something tummy in the house. What do you have tummy in the house? He says, what do you mean tummy? So he starts going through what he has in the house. He says he has a gold cross. King Carlos gave him a gold cross. So the mekubal said, that's why you have all these problems and the rheumatism and the whole thing. It comes from the gold cross. Throw it out. So Rabbi Avadia said, I wrote a tshuva. It's mutter. And he threw the guy out. He said, he asked him a few questions on learning. He saw the guy's in Amoret. And he threw him out. So the first thing I told him is, you got to show me the tshuva. We're learning about Avodah Zarah things in this perek. So not only did he bring me the tshuva, but he brought me the story too from the art scroll, Chacham Avadia book, which is what I have copied here on one side, the story from the book, and the other side, the tshuva. At the Shabbos table, I don't know if anybody will be interested in the tshuva, but the story they'll all be interested in. And here, I think they just didn't have the guts to write he had a gold cross in his house. So they wrote he had a medallion which had a gold cross on it, a coat of arms with a gold cross on it. So which version of the story is true, I don't know. But there are two things I like about this story. One is that these Nadi Mukubalim end up on the short side of the story. That I always like. But more importantly, there's the aside, which I think when we finish Masechtas Avodah Zarah at some point, that I mentioned here a few times, and it's a klal that you have to know if you learn the Masechta. And that is that things that are associated with Avodah Zarah only are osur if they fall into one of four categories. Things relating to a church or a mosque or any Avodah Zarah are not osur b'hanah unless it's either the Avodah Zarah itself or noy Avodah Zarah, something to decorate the Avodah Zarah itself, or tashmishei Avodah Zarah, things used to service the Avodah Zarah, even the brush they use to clean its face, or takruvis Avodah Zarah, like the carbon, or whatever it is, wafers or wine that they offer as a sacrifice to the Avodah Zarah. If it's not one of those four things, then it's not osur. And that's really the klal that we're dealing with in this whole perek. I had mentioned last year that lamed to mem, daf lamed to daf mem in this masechta, the dinim of foods, bishalakum, chalavakum, all these things. Mem to nun, which we're learning this year, are the dinim of the Avodah Zarah itself. If it's not one of these four things, it's not awesome. And that's basically what this tshuva says. The tshuva here, the Bavadi writes, things that are made to remind Goyim of the Avodah Zarah, like a tzelem that's not bowed down to, a tzelem that's used to remind them of an Avodah Zarah, it's not also about, no, it's, I don't know if I hang it up in my house, but it's not something that's us about. No, it's mutter. And I mentioned once before, it's disgusting. Why would he have it in his house? So I mentioned to you that David HaMelech himself, we had in the Gemara, had a crown, his own crown, had been once a crown of an Avodah Zarah that they were mevatel, that became mutter, and David himself kept it. So to say it's disgusting, I don't want to keep it, it doesn't seem to have a makar in halacha. So this is the basic theme, the idea, and I'd like to find any excuse to repeat it so that at least when we finish the Masechta to see him, I'll repeat it one more time and somebody will remember. Now, once again, to Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph to Amud Beis, is this discussion. Discussion here has to do with the church. Gemara is talking, at least on the bottom of the Amud Aleph, turning over, about someone who has an attached house to a church. His house and the church, they share one wall. And he lives in his house, no problem. The church is the church. So we have here a discussion, if the wall collapses, that he's not allowed to rebuild that wall. He's not allowed to build the wall of the church. The second Mishnah on the Daf talks about Bayi Shabbatim Tchila Avayda Zara Harizah Asr. A binyan of Avayda Zara is Asr. That's what it says. Rashi, two places, in both Mishnayis, Rashi says that Hayu Oivdim Es Habayis Atzmai. It's not the way you would learn the Mishnah. If you didn't notice Rashi, normally you assume it's a base of Avayda Zara, it means it's a church. In church, they don't bow down to the walls, they bow down to the Getchka. Why does Rashi say they were bowing down to the Avayda Zara itself, to the house itself? They're bowing to the house. The top Tosfos brings you Rishalmi, who says, they were bowing down to these bricks, the bricks that they made the wall, that's the Avayda Zara. Isn't it a strange thing for to explain the Mishnah this way? And the answer is that it comes back to the same Yesod. The Yesod, things that are Osir, are only Osir if they're the Avayda Zara itself, or the Noy Avayda Zara, Takruvus Avayda Zara, Mishamshi Avayda Zara. What's the Isser here? What's the Isser in the building? Rashi is learning that since we have to say there's some sort of Isser in the building, it must be they bow down to the building. The Tosh says they bow to the stones. Is the building a Misham She Avayda Zara? Okay. So, what? Yeah, they don't bow to the building. They're bowing to Mecca. They're not bowing to the building. The building itself has no din of the Avayda Zara. So maybe it's a Mishamish to the Avayda Zara. The building maybe should be Mishamish Avayda Zara. But if the building is Mishamish Avayda Zara, then when you take the Avayda Zara out, the building it's a bit of the Mishamish. So, so the Bach and the Shach talk about this. The Bach learns, like I'm telling you till now, that it bothered Rashi, the house should be mutter. He doesn't answer your question. I'll tell you what the Shach says in a minute. He doesn't answer your question directly. The Bach says, if somebody hires you to build a church, you're a contractor. They hire you to build a church. He says you can build a church. Ida Mishnah says you're not allowed to build a wall. You're not allowed to build a wall. You show your basis on the Levitschov and Nafal, Osel of Nisai. So the Bach says, no. It's only us to build a church where the walls itself are the Avayda Zara. The bricks themselves are the Avayda Zara. But somebody hires you to build a church or to give furniture to a church, they use quality furniture. So then you're allowed to do it because they don't bow to it and they don't, and it's not one of the Gedorim of Issa. That's what the Bach says. The Shach disagrees. The Shach tine is that it's Misham She Avayda Zara. I'll explain what it means in a minute. The Shach in Kuf Mem Gimel says that it's Aser. He says, you know why Rashi says the building is the Avayda Zara? Because the end of the Mishnah says that it's Metame Kisheret or Metame Kenida. The end of this Mishnah talks about that these stones themselves are Metame. Metame, that's only an Avayda Zara, that's Metame. So it should be Metame, that's only the goof of the Avayda Zara. It's not, God, there's a nice word on this parasha. When Rachel steals the trophim, she steals the Avayda Zara, she says to her father, Derech Noshim li, I'm a Nida. That's what she says. So she lied, she says, Anida, she's sitting on the Avayda Zara. So they say that, no, that's this Mishnah, Tizrei Kamaidava, Ma Nida Metame B'masa, Avaytzcha Metame B'masa. The Lashon of the Mishnah in Shabbos is Avayda Zara Metame Kanida. So she was a little off, I mean, she was fooling him, but she wasn't totally lying. She was Metame Kanida. What? Why not? Oh, to sit on it, you mean, is also Aser. It's not allowed to be Mevazet. Daf Tesayin says you're allowed to be Mevazet. But anyway, getting back to building, so the Shach said, the Bach says you can build a church. The Shach is concerned that it's Misham She Avayda Zara, but the Shach himself says it's not clear on Daf Tezayin, it says you're allowed to build the Lashon is a Basilka Shel Avodah Zarah. You're allowed to build a binyan. Not allowed to build the stand that holds the Avodah Zarah. The stand is a Mishamish. The building is a Mishamish of a Mishamish, Mishamshim of Mishamshim, which the Shach there says you shouldn't do Yemahana Avodah Zarah, but he says it's only a Mishamish of a Mishamish. Which means, Lamaisa, that it's mutter really for a person to build the base of Avodah Zarah. If he doesn't build the whatever it is that holds the Avodah Zarah that they have. And that's the halacha psuka. Ramesh in a tshuva, in Yeradei Gibel tshuva lamedalid, was asked by somebody who was selling land on which to build a base Avodah Zarah. He asked Ramesh if he's allowed to sell land to build a base Avodah Zarah. And Ramesh Shalamai says, matter. He doesn't talk about actually building it, because that wasn't a Shaila. But he goes into this Nidain, and he says that he rather says, even like the Shach, you're allowed to do it. Even the Shach, who says you shouldn't build the Avodah Zarah, the base Avodah Zarah, if it's a Mishamish, holds that you're allowed to sell the land to build it. Ramesh has a tshuva about being an architect, drawing the plans for a base Avodah Zarah. Ramesh says it's mutter. Because people get confused. Is it mutter? It's not mutter. It all comes down to this klal and has to fit into one of the four categories. That's really what it all comes down to. And
why wouldn't giving the land be also bad? If you have to back up the Gemara of giving the land, you're being Marbiya for Avodah Zarah.
So you're being Mahana the Avodah Zarah by giving the land. You mean over here where you're giving the land? Well, according to Rashi, you're giving the land for the Guf Avodah Zarah, not for the Binyan. They're going to bow down. No, it doesn't say here.
The
Gemara says, you're Marviach them if you give him extra land. Okay. So Ramesh says the fact, tell what he says. He says, what about being Mahana them? He says, Kishayvdi Avodah Zarah, Tzuchim Liv this Bayis Lav Avodah Zarah. Shabavada Yivdu Bezemachim. It means they'll find a place to build it. If you sell them the piece of land, you're not called Mahana to the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah in Chilek Bezemachim Yivnu. The Avodah Zarah, they'll build here or they'll build there. So you'll build here, they'll build there. Nimshu Shalei Mahana Avodah Zarah. Masha Mahana Lahanochrim HaMisaskim Babinyan. Your Mahana, the people whose job is to find the lands, now they found it. It's easier for them. So Ramesh says, there's no issa to give Hanoa to Galach. That's what he writes. There's no issa, Eine Yasa Hashem Galachim, Mekaimrim, there's no issa to Mahana Galach. So Ramesh is saying that it has to be they can find somewhere else. See, in our Gemara, it's talking, you have a house attached to them, and the wall falls down. If you're going to give them part of your house, you're Mahana there where they can't get it otherwise. They have a church. If you're going to give them Dalet Amos more, it'll be bigger. If you don't give it to them, it won't be bigger. They won't have it otherwise. Here, they're going to buy a piece of land. If they don't buy your piece of land, they'll buy another piece of land. Why so Ramesh says, that's not called Mahana La Vay Dezara. What? In the Mishnah's case, we give them the extra land, you Mahana them, because they can't get it somewhere else.
Why even building a wall for them also being Mahana them?
Building a wall for them, it's also being Mahana them. I understand. According to their back, you're allowed to. The question, what this gedder of this Issa Mahana is something of a question. Ramesha apparently is Nami Gan the Issa Mahana according to the Shach, who holds that there's an Isser. According to the Bach, who learns Rashi Kapashte, there's Taka no such Isser. But apparently he's going to Shach. If you look in the Lashon of the Shach in Kuf Mem Gimel, he says, it's also be Mahanaim, and it's a Tashmish of the Avodah Zarah. Not so clear that if it's a tashvish to tashvish that you're not allowed to be Mahana. So I'm not sure about that. Yeah, but it's not totally Zebizek because he's not talking about Lifnei Iver. It's similar. It's similar, yeah. It's similar to that. So. So that's Ramesh refers you back to Taftazayin. And Taftazayin It says you're allowed to build the. It's a used Russian basilica, Shalavayda Zara. Basilica sounds like a building, but not the kippah. Kippah is the stand on which Shalavayda Zara stands. The stand on which Shalavayda Zara stands, that's Meshamish. It stands it.
But doesn't it protect?
According to the Shach asks is the building. The Shach seems to tell it's a Tashmish. Yeah. No, I don't think any. I don't think anybody holds the land is a tashmish. That's the tashmish of a tashmish. The land can't become an avodah zarah, but it could be a tashmish of avodah zarah. Right.
Okay.
Anyway, my point. Anyway, is this point that only these things are awesome. It's a startling Rashi. When you look at Rashi on both Mishnayos, he says the case is they're bowing down to the building. Why do I say they're bowing to the building? Because Rashi is going with this yisoid. Things don't become us about no if it doesn't fit one of these categories. And Rashi apparently holds, like the Bach says, that it's not a tashmish. And that's why Rashi, so that's what Rashi says.
Rashi, how do you get what's this in the first in the list?
If you don't learn like Rashi, so what are you going to learn? That it's just, then you have to learn to Mishamish. It's also Mishamish and Ledazara. So you have to learn like that timing. That's what the Shach seems to say. Okay. Okay.